With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration will be allowed to suspend approval of new refugees as a lawsuit plays out.
Under the order, refugees who were conditionally approved before President Trump took office must still be processed. Melissa Keeney, an attorney with the International Refugee Assistance Project, says tens of thousands of refugees will still have the opportunity to restart their lives in the United States. Trump's executive order said the program would be suspended because communities taxed by record levels of immigration can't absorb large numbers of migrants. The court sided with President Trump and the Department of Justice and narrowed a decision by a judge in Seattle. The panel pointed to a 2018 Supreme Court decision that upheld the president's travel ban during his first term that targeted mostly Muslim countries. Jennifer King, Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls for an investigation into why the defense secretary posted operational plans on an unclassified app.
This is the man leading our troops into battle and is meant to protect Americans and our national security at all costs. The Senate, as well as all relevant authorities within the executive branch, must investigate this incident fully.
While Senate Majority Leader John Thune tells reporters he expects Congress will look into how sensitive plans for a military strike ended up in a group chat that included a journalist.
I think everybody has acknowledged, including the White House, that, mistake for me. And what we want to do is make sure that something like that doesn't happen again.
Transgender military members on Tuesday asked a federal judge in Tacoma, Washington, to join a Washington, D.C. judge in blocking the government's efforts to remove transgender people from military service. On Wall Street, the Dow by 4 points, the Nasdaq rose 83. This is SRN News. Thousands marched in Toronto's pro-Palestinian rally despite Jewish objections.
Several thousand demonstrators rallied in downtown Toronto over the weekend, joining millions of others around the world. The annual event shows support for Palestinians and protests against the Israeli government. A Canadian Jewish advocacy organization had called on authorities to cancel the rally. The group argued that it promotes anti-Semitic rhetoric and glorifies extremist ideologies. Toronto's Jewish community has seen a rise in anti-Semitic incidents over the past 18 months. George Williams, SRN News.
Relief groups continue to provide assistance to residents recovering from deadly and destructive weather that recently struck Missouri and other states. Samaritan's Purse says it's working closely with local churches and officials to coordinate relief efforts. The Christian Humanitarian Agency is also responding to needs in Oklahoma. This is SRN News. Robo-taxi service Waymo has added Washington, D.C. to its expanding list of U.S. markets.
But passengers will have to wait until next year until they can take a riderless spin around the nation's capital. For now, Waymo's robo-taxis will continue to map Washington streets with a safety driver sitting behind the wheel to take control of the vehicle should something go wrong. Waymo's robo-taxis currently provide service in Phoenix, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Austin, Texas. Jason Walker reporting.
Measles outbreaks in West Texas and New Mexico now have 370 cases in total. Two unvaccinated people have died from measles-related causes. Measles caused by a highly contagious virus that's airborne and spreads easily when an infected person breathes, sneezes, or coughs. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.